Right now it is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. It's a time where we welcome in every week Thorin Christendotter. We take a look at some of the stories you'll find in this month's edition of Main Street Magazine. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? Did you guys have a good
Excellent.
Easter?
Excellent. Thank you.
Did you have a good Easter?
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. How about you?
Yeah, it was nice. I made something that's totally non-Easterish to eat, and it was very good. That's all I'll say. It started.
Hey, that's what they're all about.
They started off as Korean dumplings, but it wound up as a cross between Korean dumplings, egg rolls, and a pierogi. But they were great anyway. They were filled with cabbage.
I saw your picture on social media about it.
Yeah, cabbage, carrot, and onion sautéed. It came out tasting really good. So what the heck? And it was not your traditional Easter dinner.
Hey, good.
You know, it's funny.
That's all right.
You know, I'm looking at your story about the eco-friendly move, and you know, all the things in here are things that when I lived in Kingston, New York, and I moved quite a bit. Very rarely, when I moved from my first apartment to my first house, and then my second house and third house, did I move much with me. I held, and it was a perfect place to do it. I held garage sales and antique sales and everything like that. And your story goes into really how you can move, do it in an ecological way, and a way which is actually a lot easier.
Yeah, Lisa proposed this story when she found out the theme, and I was like, hey, I never thought of that, and how you can you know, hit a couple of nails in the head when you're moving. And, you know, she goes through how you can, you know, during COVID, you can have a safe way for, you know, to basically donate stuff or have people come, you know, for a garage sale, a yard sale, or even sort of a house party, you know, where people walk through your house and, you know, if it's raining. But she also goes through how the ways you can donate. And she recently moved, and she was saying she used Facebook Marketplace. You know, if there are certain things that you don't want to take, but you can still, you know, there are folks who are in need of things but don't have a lot of money. And so she also talks about, you know, certain contractors and painters could use, like, your old sheets and stuff. And so, you know, this article, to me at least, made me think of, oh, wait a second, you know, there's value in a lot of stuff that I, you know, don't want anymore, don't need anymore, and other people could use it, or by so doing, I'm also helping the environment.
You know, it's a funny thing. When I was reading the story, I just remember back to my last breakup with somebody, and I had moved into a new place, and I needed a kitchen set, and I needed a chair for the living room. So I went to Habitat for Humanity. And
yeah, they're a great resource too.
And what I found at Habitat Humanity was furniture that I had bought at my previous marriage that had been donated. And I bought it back at Habitat for Humanity. It was one of those weird stories that you know, it doesn't happen often, but it was very, very funny. And so I wound up with my kitchen set back and with my recliner back in the long run. But anyways, that story, the story reminded me of it. Now, you know, we are lucky around here. I just finished an interview with the Sharon Land Trust and a program they have coming up. You've got a great story here about the Columbia Land Conservancy.
Yeah, Dominique took a little different angle with them, but she focused this piece not just on the land trust, but the people behind it, who they are, and kind of what they are and how they love what they do. And you know, the Columbia Land Trust Conservancy has been around for quite a while, and they, if you come over here in New York and see the extent of the land conservancy's areas, you know, that are basically all, you know, free to us to, you know, roam and walk, and they have trails, and they're beautiful. I've been to most of them, but they do a lot more than that. They help, you know, farmers, and they help preserve other things, and they work with other organizations like Scenic Hudson. And so, you know, I've known about them for, you know, almost 20, 25 years. And they just are a great organization, and the folks there, you know, so I love this piece where Dominic actually took the people approach and featured the some of the folks who are in charge over there.
You know, what's interesting about land conservancies is there's a certain amount of the population that thinks that the land conservancy takes lands off the tax roll and restricts use of land. I found out talking to the Sharon Land Trust and other land trusts, it's quite the opposite. They open up lands that they are protecting, whether they're farmlands for future farming or for people to use 12 months a year on different trails and things like that. It's far different than that. They open up lands for the public.
Yeah, there are certain areas. If you go to their website, you know, they have the locations, they have maps there, they have pictures from the different sites. I mean, there, you know, there's Ooms Pond up towards Ghent. There's right in Ankerdale, there's what is it called? Drowned Land Swamp. And there's a lot kind of northern Columbia County, but they're literal all over Columbia County. And I think it was 10, 15 years ago, I actually went to basically every single one of them for my former publication and wrote stories about them and what to see there, you know, in the trails. And they're, some of them are really beautiful and special places. And one of the ones I just went to recently now during COVID was last fall. We as a family went to the Greenport Conservation Area and overlooking the river, and they have so many trails there. And that one is also wheelchair accessible. There are a couple of trails there, one or two trails there that are so flat and just manicured, and you know, so you can even go there with a stroller. And it was so busy when we went there, but it's, you know, it's COVID, it's safe, you know, everyone had their mask or stepped aside, and so it's just, you know, great to see the people using these places.
We're going to go to your next story. It's a little bit different, but it's history and the connection of history and culture.
That would be the ground we walk on. And Griffin, this is a little bit, you know, this is over in Kingston, which is slightly out of our area, but not so much. You know, we often have stories a little bit, you know, that are without our quote unquote catchment area. But I, you know, as a student of history as well, I found this to be extremely interesting how they're bringing it back to life and preserving this area and remembering the folks. You know, this is, you know, sorry, I kind of stepped over. This is about an area in Kingston that was a slave cemetery, you know, hundreds of years ago, and how the folks there have kind of preserved the area and brought it back to life and are trying to preserve it and bring back the, you know, the folks that lay there and who they were.
Yeah, you know, around here when I was growing up, we would go out in the woods and we would find old arrowheads. I mean, there was so much history that was around here. Old forges, small little forges, not the big ones that you see that have been restored. Ed Kirby always pointed those things out. But it really is amazing. When I moved to Kingston, New York, I didn't appreciate the history. We always used to make jokes that the British never completed the job by burning Kingston to the ground. But in Kingston, New York, as a matter of fact, there's a corner that is the oldest established corner in the United States where the four buildings on the corner still remain. And it's right in uptown Kingston, New York. I mean, so the history that we are graced with where we live is really amazing what happened before we were here.
It certainly is. I mean, Kingston was the first capital of New York State. And speaking of land trust, that I can never pronounce this, the Harambee and the Kingston Land Trust are the ones who are responsible for this particular project. And, you know, I know there's a lot that's been taking place in Kingston because of its historical significance to not just this area, but to the country as well.
Absolutely. In a couple of weeks, it's Earth Day, and Millerton will be putting on the Ritz and celebrating Earth Day in style.
They are. The Climate Smart Task Force is hard at work, and they were going to put on a huge event last year. Obviously, they had to cancel it. They made it go virtual, but this year they're excited to be able to put it on. And Earth Day is, what, April 22nd? Yeah. So I think the event is on Saturday, the 24th. And the Climate Smart Task Force in Millerton has worked with a lot of the local businesses and organizations like The Dig, McEnroe, Northeast Ford. And so they're going to have, I can't forget the NECC, but they're going to have events throughout the village and the town. And if you go to their website, which is listed at the end of their article, there's a whole list and schedule of things that are happening. And I know like the NECC and the kids are doing a cleanup day. I know McEnroe is doing something about soil. So there's a lot happening.
All right. And next week, we will touch on a story that Rest in Trees, I'll just say it's Green Burials. And we have an underwriter that joined us that does this in a location here in Connecticut. And we'll talk about that next week as one of the stories. But that is something that is becoming very, very big in all of our futures, how you can honor somebody and honor the earth at the same time. That ties in with the Earth Day function. But we'll talk about that next week because we're out of time right now. MainStreetMagazine.com, MainStreetMag.com is their web address. Of course, available at locations for free pickup throughout the tri-state region. Thorin, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds terrific. Enjoy the sunshine.
All right. Take care. That is Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. Once again, MainStreetMag.com on the web.